You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Got a little news for you.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dane. It's Chris Pavona with your Make It Rain Fantasy Sports News Update. In for Alex Ofsano. He will be in later on today. But tonight, guys, the NFL is back. It is here for the 100th season, and there's no better way to start. Better than the oldest rivalry in football, the Green Bay Packers heading to Soldier Field to play the Chicago Bears. Kickoff to the 2019 season starts at 8:20 p.m. Eastern time. We will have live wagering later on tonight when our boys are on in-game live on Zumo TV, channel 719. But let's look at the latest wagering lines, some parlays and totals, thanks to our good friends at the FanDuel Sportsbook for tonight's game. The Packers money line plus 148. The Bears are minus 170. Bears hold a 3-point spread, and the over-under total here is 46.5. Before I get into anything else here, guys, which way are you leaning on this over-under on this 46.5 tonight?
We just talked about the defenses, so I think Joe and I are on the same page here, and especially week one, defense generally ahead of offense. I wouldn't be surprised if this game was more in the teens and low 20s as opposed to the mid-20s that it needs to be, Joe. I don't know if that's a play for mine, but my lean would be under here. What do you say, Joe?
Yeah, no, I'm on the under here, both in the first half and in the game. I think it's going to take Green Bay a little time to get revved up here since none of them played in the
process,
preseason.
Right?
Yeah, I'll take the under 23 in the first half and the under for the game, 46.5.
I don't know, guys. I know you were just talking about the Packers getting a few new guys on their defense. I'm still not 110% convinced that they are good enough here. Maybe they could probably win the NFC North, but that's really the only thing I think that the Packers can do this year.
You know, wait a second here. You know, Joe, check it out. Bavona wants to go the other way on our picks, right? You know, we're like, hey, we both like the under.
And contrarian.
We both like the under. Take it to the bank. Yet Bavona wants to be contrarian, right? So I propose, Joe. Uh-oh. And Bavona, I propose Bavona. That on our Friday shows every week, we make three official plays for the week. Joe makes three plays. Dane makes three plays. And then we could give like an entry to the whole pit of misery, right? Bavona, okay. Alex, Venmo, Brian, whatever. And we literally track it all year long. And we maybe put a little wagers on it. You know, we're investors, right? And we track this to see if any of us get to that vaunted 60% number with our three plays a day. All we got to do is go 2-1 every week, Joe. What do you guys say?
I just heard Venmo Brian go in my ear, Cowboys -7 yeah. here.
So
that's going to be a listen.
You know, Bavona and Venmo, y'all could figure it out. Alex as well. We'll do 3 plays a week. And the pit, y'all could take 1 each. I don't care. Joe will give out 3. I'll give out 3. And then, you know, when we go into week 7, it'll be like, so far, Joe is, you know, 18-6 on the season or whatever it is. And we'll see who actually is the expert.
All right.
What do you say, Bavona?
Let's count it down right now. Bavona's got, what are you taking, Chicago? Is that what you're taking
here tonight? So, you got over.
Actually,
are you taking the over?
I'm going to tell you right now, I actually think I want to take one of these player prop bets here.
Ooh.
Which I'm going to go through right now. Some prop bets to look for. First person to score a touchdown tonight, Davante Adams and David Montgomery are both plus 700. Aaron Jones plus 950. Tariq Cohen plus 1,000. MVS Marquez Valdez Scantling plus 1,800. Allen Robinson plus 1,100. Geronimo Allison and Jimmy Graham sit at plus 1,900. Aaron Rodgers is plus 2,900, while his counterpart tonight, Mitch Trubisky, is plus 2,000. And here's the interesting play here. The Bears defense special teams at plus 2,100. I don't know why, and it's what I said, I don't trust the Packers defense, at least for the first game, at least for game one here.
Right.
Because something tells me if the Packers start with the ball in this game, I think the Bears defense is a good play here to get the first touchdown and get an interception.
Did you say Mike Davis? Do you have a number on Mike Davis?
You know what? I didn't get that far. I know he was about like plus 3,000.
That's an interesting one to me. That would be a long shot play because listen, guys, out of these Bears running backs, right? You know, they love the rookie, but Cohen is a PPR out of the backfield guy. I think Mike Davis might be the short yardage guy for the Chicago Bears. If that's a big number, I'd be intrigued at Mike Davis, Joe.
I already have it played. David Montgomery to score a TD plus 125.
Score book a it. TD
he will
the first
score in the red zone. Montgomery, who I told you guys about over a
you
month
did.
Ago, he's scoring a touchdown tonight against that front of the Green Bay Packers at some point.
Now, Dane and Joe, I'm a big DFS player. At least this year I want to do it because I only have one regular fantasy team this year. Out of these guys here on FanDuel, David Montgomery's at 12,500. Tariq Cohen's 12,000. MVS is 10,000. I don't know why though. If I'm not going to spend that much money, I like Anthony Miller at $9,000. What do you say, guys?
That's not a bad idea. Remember, Trey Burton is questionable tonight with the sports hernia.
He ain't playing.
There you go. So then there's some more targets to go around.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, that's your Bears Packers news update. I am Chris Bavona. Sending it back to Joe and Dane.
What is your play? What is your official play in this game?
I'm going Davante Adams' first touchdown of the game.
Oh, fuck. Hey, now.
Joe and Dane getting back.
Wishy-washy, man, all over the fence. Like, make up your mind.
Joe and Dane going back to make it rain.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught you all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar bills, y'all.
All right, we are ready to go here. Final hour, make it rain. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez, thank you guys very much for stopping by, making us a part of your day as we get ready for the kickoff, the 2019 NFL season. It is upon us, but do not forget, we got some Major League Baseball today. In fact, we've got a whole bunch of games that are going to be taking center stage, 12 in all, some afternoon games that you're going to want to keep an eye out too. Plenty of ways to be able to profit here today, especially early on. You got the Phillies taking on the Reds at 12:30 here today. And keep in mind, the Reds are already eliminated. It was a crushing loss for Philadelphia. Had Nola on the mound last night, not to be able to win that game. They are 3 back right now of that second wild card spot. The Reds got really nothing to play for, and yet they're still sending out Sonny Gray today, this afternoon, to go up against Vargas. And the Reds opened up as a big favorite, minus 160 there. Phillies are a plus 145 dog. They need the game more than the Reds do by big time. It opened up at 8.5, Dane, and it's since been bet up to 9, 9.5. There's supposed to be some wind there in the Great American Ballpark. So I think some guys are leaning to the over in this game. Vargas and Sonny Gray maybe to get up a little bit, get lit up a little bit. But there's no doubt Philadelphia, Yeah, you can't lose games to Cincinnati like you did last night with Nola on the mound. They got to win this game here today.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, time is slipping away for teams like the Phillies. I was on the over on this game yesterday, Joe, because, you know, Trevor Bauer has been dog poo for the Cincinnati Reds, and it did, in fact, come through. Sonny Gray gives me a little cause for pause. He's been good pitching to a 2.80 ERA, but the ballpark is there. The total doesn't scare me. When in doubt, I lean over. I just think there may be some other places on the board that I like today. For example, these St. Louis Cardinals have been hot. They have been playing well. I like Dakota Hudson on the mound for the Cardinals today.
Yeah, Twins, Red Sox getting ready to finish up their series this week as they have both won a game. Who wins the rubber match tonight? Another situation where Boston can't lose any more of these games here with only 25 left. So we'll take a look at the board. We'll make our best Make It Rain plays of the day. It's coming up.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, this stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, you know, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Preparing for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
The morning after.
Without gambling, without fantasy, the NFL is essentially the CFL. They get 40,000 people and stuff. People don't really bet on it. They're actually there to support the team and get drunk. You know, it's not like son of a bitch calling talk radio and freaking out. It's not as magnified. It's more like college-like. But my point is, you take away betting from the NFL. The NFL is boring half the time.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on Sumo TV, channel 719.
Yeah, it was just 7 months ago when the Patriots and the Rams played the last NFL game of any consequence, of course, in the Super Bowl. But this week, tonight, hours away from the 2019 NFL season, kicking off with one of the oldest rivalries in the sport. You're talking Bears, you're talking Packers. 8:20 tonight, kickoff, going to be an awful lot of fun. NBC's got the game. It is going to be It's going to be a lot of fun to get him back out there, get huddle around the TV, start sucking down chicken wings again, ready to go. Bets in, ready to rock. It's going to be fun. And there's a whole lot of games that we'll get to here on the board as far as line movement goes. And there are some dramatic line movements in some of these games set for Sunday. But before we do that, I want to pick our main man when it comes to DFS and fantasy. Nobody better than Dane to point us in the right direction. So, Dane, I want to do a little stardom sit-em with you. I am going to throw a couple of names your way.
Sure.
And I want to get your idea of whether or not you think there's some value in starting them, or if you maybe just avoid them together. And I guess we'll start in
the...
Is
this for DFS?
Yes, DFS. DFS, and you know, give me a word or two on whether or not you think if you have them, you've got them on the team. We'll start the quarterback position because, interesting enough, in season-long fantasy, it's probably one of those positions you pick 19th or 20th. Right. So you might have some options still available in the league or even on your team. So I'll start with Jameis Winston taking on the San Francisco 49ers. Is he a stardom or sit-em play for you?
Love him. Love him this week. I actually have shares of him in lineups. And let me tell you something. That's the level that I'm going at in DFS this week. That kind of 7,000 level. Okay. I got some lineups with Jameis Winston. I want to see what Bruce Arians and that vertical game looks like. I'm actually stacking Jameis Winston with Chris Godwin this week because I think Sherman will be all over Mike Evans, but they're talking up Godwin. So I like a Jameis Winston, Chris Godwin stack at around that same price point for quarterback, Joe, if we're looking at that. I'm intrigued, and I think it's going to be low-owned. Give me shares of Kirk Cousins. Joe, going up against Atlanta, I think there will be points scored indoors in that game. And I'm second cousins with Adam Thielen. Last year, the Falcons were one of the worst pass defenses in the NFL. And we've gotten word that Diggs is a little questionable. So he may be focused on Adam Thielen. I think Jameis and Godwin and Cousins and Thielen are a great stack. But if you're looking for value at the quarterback position, Joe, it's got to be Jacoby Brissett. He's only listed at 6,000 because when these price points came out, Andrew Luck hadn't retired yet. So if you need to punt and get value, the answer is Jacoby Brissett.
Ben Roethlisberger, start him or sit him?
Yeah, I mean, Ben Roethlisberger is someone that you can consider. I think the price point is a little high for him. But remember also, he's in that Sunday night game, Joe. So a lot of the slates will not have that available. But, you know, we like the home road splits for Ben and the Steelers. So I think he's fine, but he's not on a lot of the DFS slates on Sunday night against New England.
Running backs. Philip Lindsay, yeah. Denver Broncos, taking on the Oakland Raiders. Start him or sit him, Philip Lindsay?
I'm off Philip Lindsay this year. It sounds like Vic Fangio, who wants to run a little bit more and wants to run with a little bit more oomph. I think Royce Freeman is going to have a larger share of the kind of committee than he had in previous years. I think there are two cheap options. Same theory as Jacoby Brissett, Joe. Like Austin Eckler is listed at only 6,400 because Melvin Gordon is priced in, right? And I told you yesterday about Matt Breida and Tevin Coleman in that game. Breida is listed far cheaper than Tevin Coleman. So those are some guys you can get on the cheap at the running back position.
Guy I really like, not getting a lot of publicity. Your thoughts, start him or sit him? Chris Carson of the Seattle Seahawks going up against the Cincinnati Bengals, who I happen to think is, I think they're going to run the ball with a lot of success there. And I think especially up against this Cincinnati might be a guy worth the start. Would you sit him or would you start him?
Yeah, I like Carson a lot. Remember, you mentioned that the Seattle Seahawks are one of the top three run-heavy teams in the league. We did not get positive reports about Rashad Penny, his handcuff, in training camp. And they said they want to get Chris Carson more involved in the passing game out of the backfield this year. So that's pretty interesting to me. And you mentioned it, Joe. Game flow is a lot of this. I, like most people, expect the Seahawks to be up in the second half against Cincinnati and wanting to grind it out and run even more. I do like Chris Carson as a play. Given the same narrative, someone else I'm really on, Joe, that I've been on all season long, that I think is going to be running the ball, that I think is going to be up in the second half, is Kerryon Johnson against the Arizona Cardinals as well. I think Kerryon Johnson is primed for a big year, also with more work out of the passing game because Theo Riddick is no longer there in Detroit.
All right. Talk to me about Julian Edelman taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Was a, let's face it, a PPR dream last year, right? I think he averaged nine targets a game. He was like 16, 17. The guy was just annoying because I lost a lot of money against him. But taking on a Steelers team this year who's much improved on defense, do you start Edelman or do you sit Edelman if you have him?
Yeah, in season long, if you have Julian Edelman, you drafted him to likely be your second wide receiver. So you're not sitting Julian Edelman, right? He's not, however, a DFS play for me this week because I want to see what kind of targets does Josh Gordon get? You know, what are they? What does this offense look like? So I believe you, in season long, if you have him, you're starting him as a wide receiver too. But I don't know that I'd have him in shares of my DFS lineups this week. I want to wait and see a little bit. And that Pittsburgh defense, I believe, is a little bit more improved. Julian Edelman kind of in the middle of that field. Yeah, the Steelers got a rookie in the middle of the field these days also that could cause some problems.
How about Calvin Ridley, Atlanta Falcons taking on the Minnesota Vikings on the road? Vikings defense last year, by the way, surrendered the third fewest points to receivers that they lined up across. Calvin Ridley, you starting him or sitting him here, Dane?
Yeah, I mean, similar kind of thing. In season-long fantasy, if I have Calvin Ridley, I'm starting him this week as a wide receiver, fringe, high-end wide receiver three, back-end wide receiver two, depending on your kind of how many teams are in your league, shall we say. He's right there between 20 and 25 for me. I expect a big jump for Calvin Ridley this year. I like that he's playing indoors. The Vikings secondary is tough, but I do think that Atlanta and Minnesota will have a lot of passing and some opportunity back and forth. I think he's a decent value. I might look other places for DFS. For example, Sterling Shepard is only 6,000. He's the leading receiver for the Giants. Tyler Boyd is only 6,900. That is because there's value because they priced in AJ Green, you know, but there are some other cheap options that I think may be better. But sure, Calvin Ridley in season long, you put him in your lineups.
All right, we'll throw one or two tight ends your way. Sure. How about Eric Ebron taking on the Chargers, the Colts there? Do you start or sit Eric Ebron if you have him?
I'm off Eric Ebron this year. The touchdowns that he got last year, I don't think are maintained. You regress a little bit down. Jack Doyle, the other tight end there, is healthy now. They went out and signed Devin Funchess, who I believe is another red zone target. Oh, and yeah, it's a different quarterback throwing to him as well. I'm off Eric Ebron. Two tight ends I like, Joe. One is in the Giants, Evan Ingram. They are saying he's going to have a big role there with no Golden Tate. Shep still, you know, playing but working his way back. I think he's a value at 6,400. And Joe, here's the sneaky one, Joe. I love this. Jordan Reed is already in the concussion protocol, Joe. Already. And we know about this. So the age-old veteran, Joe, at the bare minimum price, the lowest price on FanDuel, you can go and get a catch a case of VD if you need to this weekend, all right? Vernon Davis will get a full complement of snaps like he always does. And those Washington, you know, receivers, they don't scare me. He could be the best option in the passing game. Vernon Davis on FanDuel is only $4,000. If Jordan Reed stays in the concussion protocol, there's your tight end value right there.
You like Jimmy Graham tonight?
Yeah. I mean, he could. He's a red zone opportunity for them. Absolutely. I'm interested. He's more of a wait and see for me. I want to see what this offense looks like, though.
All right. There you go. Start him, sit him, guys. Go out, get yourself lined up, make some damn money tonight. We'll go ahead and look to make it rain from a betting perspective. We'll break it down for you coming up next. Let's make it rain.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, baseball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally,
I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Game time decisions.
These are warning signs that you might have a gambling problem. Are you borrowing money?
Yes, from different
accounts. Yes, I borrowed money to gamble.
I do the shell game, you know, from this to this. Yes, borrowing.
Are you preoccupied with gambling?
Oh, God, yes.
Selling personal items?
I've done it before, yes. Yes, I've sold good old hockey cards to pay guys off.
Irritability, restlessness, and withdrawal. Well, I'm never irritable.
All the time.
You have a need for action, excitement. Yes.
Weekdays, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on Sumo TV, channel 719.
All right, so it might be time for you to become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament simply by setting your lineups using the DailyRoto.com DFS Lineup Optimizer, or just become one of the countless number of people who have won thousands of dollars playing DFS using DailyRoto.com. So if you're playing daily fantasy sports and you're not utilizing DailyRoto.com, yep, you are doing it wrong. Sign up now. Get your NFL annual pass. Get the faster optimizer, the smarter DFS projections, and, of course, better results. The promo code is ACTION. The 10% discount, that's ACTION for a 10% discount. And keep in mind that DailyRoto.com, it is where millionaires are made. And welcome in here as we look to make it rain for you tonight. Kickoff NFL season 2019 Bears. Packers, Rodgers, Trubisky getting ready to go on. Opened up at minus four there. It's been bet down to about three, which if we're all being honest with each other, there's not a lot of value in the number here because it's exactly what it should be for Chicago being a home favorite. A lot of people, yours included, think that this Bears team kind of overachieved last year, 12-4. There is some regression expected, and I think we'll get an idea tonight exactly what exactly this team is. Do they not skip a beat? Do they come out there and run up and down the field on this new revamped Green Bay team? Does Aaron Rodgers, new coach, new system, is it the same old, same old? A lot is going to be seen. Wouldn't exactly make season-long changes or wholesale changes to your way of thinking from a handicap perspective after what you see tonight. But 12-4 last year, can Trubisky take that next step? Are we going to see much of the same? And like we told you earlier, Green Bay, a lot of those changes they made defensively, they've made the way they went out there. They spent some money in free agency, in the draft. They went out to improve that defense to go up against Trubisky and Nagy in this division. I don't think they're worried nearly as much on Matt Stafford and company as they are for what's going on here. So it'll be interesting. The over under 46.5. Dane and I both kind of lean the under in this game tonight because I do think it's going to be a problem, especially early on, Dane. Don't forget, nobody, no starters on Green Bay played a down here in the preseason. And Trubisky, say what you want about the David Montgomery, Trubisky, they had some action in the preseason. And I do think there's going to be a little bit of rust, especially early on in this moment, in this game. And I do like, I do lean to the under here in this, not only full game tonight, but I've already bet the first half under at 23 because I think Khalil Mack, that front seven of Chicago, they're game wreckers. I think they'll have to make some adjustments at halftime. I'm not sure what to expect from Matt LaFleur for adjustments, but I do think overall we'll probably see a little less scoring than I think people are anticipating.
I agree with you on most of this, Joe. You know, I do think it was smart for Green Bay to kind of focus on the defensive side of the ball in terms of changes in free agency and the draft. I've mentioned already, I believe Adrian Amos is a huge change in this game. People are not going to know his name, but he is a free safety who just does free safety things. And what does that mean? Not get beat over the top. I think that is a huge difference. I'm telling you, part of the reason I am on Green Bay with the points tonight is I think Aaron Rodgers in FU mode, like I said, will beat the Bears deep over the top tonight for one big play. And I think that is going to be the impact of Adrian Amos switching sides. Now, Green Bay has invested also in Za'Darius Smith in free agency. They drafted Rashawn Gary, although he got injured. They drafted another safety, Ibrahim Campbell. I think Green Bay's investments on defense were the smart moves in this division this year. And I believe the smart move for their offense is, yo, we've got a healthy Aaron Rodgers. He'll make everything be okay. I think that's the way the Green Bay Packers are doing it. I agree with them, and I'm on the under, and I'm on Green Bay tonight, though, Joe. I will clarify, neither one of those are my official make it rain three picks for week one. I like them, but they're not my official picks. Are you declaring the under or your pick tonight as one of the official three picks for our make it rain contest?
Yeah, Joe? Under first half for sure. I'm going to go under okay. First half.
That's one of your three best bets for all of week one?
Yeah, I'm going to go under. I do think defenses are going to rain true early on in this game. And I am going to wait also,
get three
though.
The week.
Yeah, that's fine. No, that's fine. You got plenty of games there going on. If I'm making the play, I'm obviously, if I'm putting my money down on it, that means I'm confident enough for it. I'm good to go.
I hear you.
I got no problem with that.
23.5,
I believe, is what we've got. But I also believe there's going to be a monster opportunity tonight for a side in-game wagering. So that's something I will definitely be looking out for. The one thing we know about Trubisky last year in this offense is that they came out smoking in the first quarter. In fact, Trubisky's quarterback rating alone last year was close to 112 in the first quarter alone. He ranked fifth in the NFL in performing and actually scoring in the first quarter. So I do think there's a really good shot that we are going to get Chicago coming out on fire at home. Scores on the opening drive. And then you know what's going to happen to that number at +3 right now? It's going to go to +7, guys. It's going to move up in-game wagering. So I do think that if the Bears, who last year owned the first quarter, first half, they always got out to a hot start. If that happens again tonight, look for Green Bay to get to that key number of 7, at which particular point I'd be jumping all over Green Bay at the chance.
You know, it's interesting, and I'm on in-game live tonight from 8 to 9 o'clock with the crew right after I do Fantasy Freestyle, where we'll help you win your leagues and win that cash. I've been interested in this show when we've been doing in-game live at how much the line moves, like in baseball, for just a point or just a man on base, you know? And so I'm going to be very interested to see how dramatic the line movements are, just like when a team gets good field position, when there's a drive going on, when there's a turnover, when there's that first score. And you're right, Joe. If I can at any point, because I like Green Bay, get something like 7
or 7 and a hook with them. If Chicago gets out early, 3-0, something like that, I'll be interested, because that is even good game flow for me, right? Give me Aaron Rodgers needing to throw the ball around for a backdoor cover. That's the kind of narrative I'd be all about, Joe.
Yeah. And listen, if I can get it, even Bears come out, they score field goal. Right. You can get it to 4.5, 5. Anything over to 3, I'm good there, because I do ultimately think this is probably a field goal game. We've seen enough between these two teams. Just the last 10 times they've played, the average scoring margin is just about a field goal, guys. So expect it to come down to the end. But if you can give me, you know, Bears come out, score, do exactly what you did last year. Come out and score and give us in-game bettors the opportunity to grab 4, 4.5, or up till 7, depending on what happens. Yeah, give me Green Bay, because we know one thing about Aaron Rodgers. It's usually about the second half with him. Doesn't make a difference how much he's down in the first half. There's usually an opportunity in a spot that they'll make adjustments. They'll come out, Aaron Rodgers. They'll put up some points in the second half. But that gives us a great opportunity to grab value in-game betting.
Yeah, I like that. I'm excited to do some in-game betting here in the NFL and see how they move. It's the same theory we talk about in baseball, right? When the Orioles are playing the Yankees, I'm hoping the Orioles go up 1-0, yep. You know, so that I could take advantage of a better number. I am on the Green Bay side here, and I like it at +3, 3.5. If I could get it to the next key number, oh, I'd like it even more then.
No, I'm with you, man. I think there's going to be some serious opportunity, which again is a good reminder here that there are plenty of different ways to diversify your betting. It doesn't always have to be just take the full game line and keep your fingers crossed and hope that's going on. You may not like the line, or you may feel that there's no edge or value in a pregame line. Well, that's fine, because like what we're telling you, in-game live beginning at 8 p.m. tonight, guys, tune in. And you'll see exactly how a field goal or a single up the middle will change a line. Ridiculous, yeah. Which creates value. And again, if you have a game plan going in, and my game plan tonight will be wait for Chicago to come out hot. I'm almost guaranteeing they will, because that's what they do at home. That's what they did all last year. As soon as those points go up on the board, man, watch the value for Green Bay go through the roof, brother. It's going to happen. I'll be watching you guys tonight, man, just with my finger on the button, waiting for that number to get to 4.5 or 5 with Green Bay, and I'm going to be all over it. But don't give yourself the opportunity to profit. It just because you don't like the number, the pregame number, doesn't mean you're not going to like a number at some point during that game. Give it an opportunity to be able to hit and then jump on it. And that's really what day traders do all day long, Dan, is they wait for that right number, buy it at the right price, sell it at the right price. That's all we're doing with in-game live, guys, at 8 o'clock tonight, is we're waiting for that number to hit, and then we're pouncing all over it.
Yeah. If you ain't got nobody to watch the game with, watch the game with us. We'll can try to make some money at the same time. Yep. And, Joe, but I think what you said there is hugely important. You still have to have a plan. Don't be like, oh, I'm going to bet something. You know, we're saying, like, this is what we want. And if it happens, we pounce. If it doesn't happen, we don't pounce. And I think that's very important, Joe. We are both saying what we're looking for is, in essence, the Bears to get out early, right? The Bears to look good early, because then we want to take the other side. If that doesn't happen, if it's 7-3 Packers in the second quarter, we're not betting it, okay? So have a plan, and if you get what you want, then pounce. But you ain't got to bet ever.
Yes. Get ready. It's going to be some fun tonight. Also, a couple of final trends and statistics we'll throw your way about this game. Things you need to know before you make your final decision. Go over those plus our Make It Rain plays of the day. Coming your way. Get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right.
Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com. With the promo code FNFL365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Fantasy Football Frenzy.
They're going to feed Zeke. This deal is done. He's on the field. He's been in the offense for a few years now. He knows what's going on. He doesn't need, you know, just a few touches. He's not coming back from injury. So I don't think Pollard is really worth anything more than just a handcuff right now. I mean, you could keep him on as a handcuff just in case something does happen, I guess. You're not doing that, Jim?
Oh, hell no. I'm dumping them in first choice.
Watch live every day, 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern on Zumo TV, channel 719.
Yeah, we got ourselves some pretty important Major League Baseball games happening here tonight as well. We'll dive into a couple of those games, some of our Make It Rain favorite plays. Dovinari, Dane Martinez, thanking you guys for dropping by, hanging out with us here. As Green Bay and Chicago, 8:20 tonight, that will be the official kickoff of the NFL season. Exciting stuff as we dissect this game and the different ways to be able to attack it and bet it. And I think the one overwhelming consensus that Dane and I have about this game is that I would not be expecting a lot of sharpness, so to speak, from both teams due to the fact that, as a general rule of thumb, when it comes to offenses, well-oiled machines, it's all about timing, repetition, closing your eyes, knowing the guy's going to be there. Defense is all about reactionary time, about guys being able to react to what they see and make sure they're in the right place. You're talking about two teams, one in Aaron Rodgers, one of the best quarterbacks the game's ever seen, didn't take a snap during the preseason, and neither did his offensive weapons, for that matter. And defense, let's face it, Khalil Mack and the rest of that front, a lot of baseball hat wearing on the sidelines. So neither one of these two teams, as far as I'm concerned, are going to be lighting it up here tonight from either side there, because there's definitely going to be some rust, that rust factor that's got to be considered. As is the Chicago Bears at home, and crazy number two that I came across here. The Bears have hit the under since 2016 when they play at home, 58% of their games. 58% since 2016, the Bears and that defense have come to an under as a cashable ticket. And guys, I don't see anything different here tonight except for the fact that we, for the first time, we're actually going to see a Matt LaFleur offense with the starters, Aaron Jones, Jamal Williams, Aaron, you know, the guys that are actually supposed to be on time with you there, Aaron. Yeah, we're going to finally get to see them. I do think it's going to take a little time. And meanwhile, you got guys like Za'Darius Smith and Preston Smith and the additions to additions to Green Bay that are going to put pressure on a turnover-prone Mitchell Trubisky, guys. It's not like he's been a great protector of the football in his career. So 31-19 touchdown to interception ratio. They're bringing the heat here tonight. I can promise you that, Green Bay. Look at our shiny new toys. They're coming after Mitchell. Will he protect the ball? Well, that's a whole nother thing. We're going to find out, aren't we?
Yeah, I'm with you, Joe. I really believe any improvement in the Green Bay Packers defense is going to could be the storyline here. Everybody talks about the Chicago Bears defense. Everybody knows about Aaron Rodgers. I really believe that the Green Bay Packers finally addressed some needs on the defensive side of the ball, and I think that is going to be one of the linchpins tonight. What's very interesting, first of all, you know, first of all, thank you to Druth in the chat room calling me a fantasy football rain man. And he's also saying, Joe, you know, in this in-game live, same kind of thing. If the Bears score early, the idea of pounding the under, you know, because that total might bump up a little bit as well. Mm-hmm. And then we get even more cushion on kind of this narrative that we are talking about that we think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I'm excited for some in-play, in-game live opportunities. So tune in with us, you know, starting at 8 o'clock. I'm going to be there. I believe Mike Blewett, I believe Gabe Morency will be holding us down watching Thursday Night Football. But that's my narrative there. I think it's going to be, you're right, defense better than offense. But on the other side of it, Joe, I just trust Aaron Rodgers. I really do. Whatever the system is, whatever the rust is, I just trust Aaron Rodgers getting 3 points at Chicago. He's made a career of stealing the Bears' soul. You said they got swept last year, but by my count, I remember week one, Aaron Rodgers on the cart, getting carted off, and then coming back on the fourth quarter to beat the Bears, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. So I want to check that, but like Aaron Rodgers does this, and if I got to lean and rely on something in this game, it's going to be number 12 in yellow and green.
Well, you're not alone there. The line opened up at about -4, -3.5 as Chicago being the home favorite. The public money at this particular point has pretty much been split down the middle on whether or not they take the points or they're laying the points. But it was quite obvious right off as soon as that number was posted a couple of months back, the sharps were hammering it to about 3.5, taking Aaron Rodgers, to your point, all day long with the hook there. A lot of 3.5s. Eventually, it pushed it down to that key number of 3 here, guys. Yeah. And also keep in mind, the total has been creeping up, opened up at 46. Now it's at 46.5. A lot of that public money thinks that it's going to be a wild shootout here tonight. But, you know, we don't necessarily see it that way. And also, Tony Corrente is the lead official tonight. Why does that matter? Well, since 2005, the unders have hit nearly 58% of the time in Corrente as a lead referee in a game. That, too, coupled with the fact Soldier Field and the Bears since 2016, right around 58% to the under, given it's only game one. I'm with you. I do like Aaron Rodgers in this spot, provided we can get him at the right number. I don't love the 3 at this point, but I would love it at anything more than 3.5 or 4. I think you have to jump on it in game.
See, Joe, I mean, I'm with you. We see this game similarly, okay? This is not one we're like heads up against in our make it rain picks necessarily. I'd be comfortable with it at 3.5. I just need the hook, to be quite honest. You know, you said like 4 and stuff like that. If I could get this at 3.5, I think I would pounce. And here's the thing. You know, I'm riding with Aaron Rodgers tonight. Hey, Joe, what if I told you that the prop bet on Aaron Rodgers was 267.5 passing yards?
What's the over? -110?
That's the total. 267.5. I think, listen, I know you like an under, But I told you, I think, and we can talk about it. We'll talk about it tomorrow morning. I do believe Aaron Rodgers will beat them deep for one big play. That's the Adrian Amos impact. I think it's real. I think Geronimo Allison, Marcus Valdes-Scantling, at least once, he'll beat them deep. I like Aaron Rodgers to hit this 267.5 number. I like the over on this one. Even if what we're talking about, a kind of backdoor cover, if the game flow is in Chicago's favor, they're throwing in the second half. I know the Bears' defense. You're talking about the under, and I buy everything you're selling there, but I'm still riding with Aaron Rodgers. I think he can get to 268 in the passing column, Joe.
These teams have split the past eight games between them since 2015. Packers are 5-10-1 as dogs in the past 2 years. Much of that, keep in mind, was Aaron Rodgers being hurt. Nagy is 7-1 against the number at home in the regular season. The Bears, 9-3 last year as chalk, and they closed out last year 7 in a row under the total, 7, the Chicago Bears did. And it's going to be, listen, the interesting part about the trends we gave you earlier regarding week one, divisional foes, teams that know each other. There is no surprises here with these two teams. There's game planning, there's execution, but these are two teams that know each other. That's why they're game one, guys. It's 100 years. It's 100-year-old. The rivalry is even older than that. So this is going to be a lot of fun tonight. A lot of different ways to go about this game. A lot of different ways to be able to hang your hat. Bottom line is, when it's all said and done, you just want to be holding a winning ticket. And one of the best things to do in this situation is play it out in your head, guys. What happens if Chicago comes out and scores first? What happens if Chicago doesn't score? What happens if Green Bay scores? Go through the blueprint in your head and give yourself a game plan if you're going to be betting this game live. And before you make the play, and I'll stress this again, you're betting numbers. Forget Aaron Rodgers, Trubisky, Bears, Green Bay Packers. The only thing that matters is you get the number you are most comfortable with, which means it may not be at the one sports book that is down the road from you. You have options here, especially if you're in one of the 12 states that has legalized sports betting. There's offshore. There's so many different ways to be able to shop. You can't just have one number and then be stuck with that number because that's all you've got access to. The importance of line shopping, guys. We'll hammer it home all season long. Give yourself an option to be able to get and shop for the best number.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to do that tonight, Joe. I mean, mm-hmm. I like the 3, you know, is right there. That's like a push kind of number to me. I'm going to be very intrigued by the first quarter of this game while I'm on air right here on Sports Grid. I want to see the Bears go up 3-0, so maybe I get a little bit of cushion because I want to back Green Bay. And I'm loving Joe, I'd love it if the Bears return the opening kickoff for a touchdown.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean? Get me 7-0 without having to do with the offense. Let that total pump up a little bit. Give me a cushion there. Let that spread pump up a little bit so I can get a cushion there. But what you said, Joe, is so important. Have a plan. As you can hear, Joe and I both have a similar plan. We're waiting for Chicago. We're waiting for points early on, hot start, so that we can pounce. If it doesn't play out that way, we will not bet it and save our bankroll for another opportunity.
Yep. And it's going to be, get ready tonight, guys. It's going to be fun. And you may just wait and understand, too, that the majority of the public money is probably not coming in until prior to kickoff. So I don't think we've seen all the public money. We know the public's going to fall in love with either, they're already split down the middle between a side, right? Whether it's Trubisky or it's Aaron Rodgers, we already know. Pick a side, they're going to bet their favorite team. But they are going to hammer that over, guys. They're going to keep hammering that over because they think it's Aaron Rodgers and the public loves scoring. So they're going to want to see up-tempo. They're going to floor it all. Football's back. Well, that creates a great opportunity for those of us that are contrarian and going, yeah, no, we like the under. You don't necessarily have to make the bet right now. Watch the market, because I'm telling you, that public money's coming in a little bit later, and that number might make it, Dane, to 47.5 before it's all said and done. They're gonna say Aaron Rodgers, especially if they're betting Aaron Rodgers. He's going to light them up. All right. We'll see how that works over there. But there are some baseball games this afternoon, too. Don't discount the value of going on today, including that first game with the Phillies and the Reds. Sonny Gray going up against Jason Vargas. The Phillies, listen, they are in must-win situation here. That's what it is for them. They lost last night. Aaron Nola, their star, gave up 5 runs before the second inning. It was just awfully embarrassing. They're going up against Sonny Gray. They got to bring in here today, 12:35. They're plus 145, Danny. I think there's a lot of value riding Philadelphia today to be able to get the job done with Vargas on the mound.
Yeah, Jason Vargas versus Sonny Gray. Sonny Gray has pitched well, especially there at home. But you're right, the motivation, the pressure there for Philly, I can see that. I'm picking another one of these NL contenders tonight. Listen, it was the Giants who were the hot team. Then it was the Mets who were the hot team. Right now, to me, Joe, the St. Louis Cardinals are the hot team, and I'm going to ride the wave. Dakota Hudson on the mound, one of their better starters. I'm seeing them at minus 170. It's a little more juice than I would normally like, but I do think they're going to get the job done against the San Francisco Giants. Early game today at Busch Stadium. I like the Cardinals, and then I'm going to be watching this Thursday night football game for any in-game live opportunities.
Yeah, going to be keep an eye, too, tonight at that 7:20 first pitch. Nats versus Braves. How much fun is this going to be? They're sending the big gun out. Strasburg taking on Max Fried. They're still 7 games behind Atlanta, and they've won 20 out of their last 27. Atlanta's a pretty damn good team. Wind blowing out 10 miles an hour. Dead center field at SunTrust Park. Keep an eye on that over. All right, we'll be back tomorrow breaking it down no matter which way you go. Good luck tonight, guys. Make it a cashable, make it rain. Just make it rain, Dan. We'll be back tomorrow.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Did you miss me?
Here's what you missed on Make It Rain. And I don't want to miss a
thing. There is a giant risk, and we know this, where is a giant risk in giving a running back that kind of money guaranteed in an NFL that, let's face it, we watched the guy he supplanted there, which would have been Todd Gurley, right, as the most the guy making the most money at the running back position. Yet let us not forget, last year we pulled a fat ass CJ Anderson off of the scrap heap for $1 million and watched him not miss a beat, as if Todd Gurley wasn't even on the team. Some of us even had to check late going on, like, what, where is Gurley? Is he even on the field? So it makes you wonder, in an NFL, you're going to tie up that much money in a running back who, I don't know, Dane, listen, with him, I think the Cowboys, they're a playoff contender, but even with him, they're not a Super Bowl winner with him. You still don't have a quarterback in my eyes. So congratulations, you got your running back, but it's an awful big risk, I think, that he made there, Jerry.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Joe. I mean, I'll tell you right now, in 2023, this will not look like a good decision. It just won't. It won't. You know, I mean, think about it. Like, Devontae Freeman got a long-term deal, and now it doesn't look good. Todd Gurley's deal doesn't look good because of an arthritic knee. Think about how many running backs have been kind of comets, meteors, amazing for a few years, and then we don't hear about them anymore. Larry Johnson of the Kansas City Chiefs comes to mind, you know, and he's got some other things going on these days. But listen, Jerry had to blink, in my opinion, and it's interesting because both of the things I'm about to say are true. Running back is the most replaceable position in football, and Zeke Elliott is an elite best three running backs on planet Earth, you know, and that is the problem for the Dallas Cowboys, because everybody's right. The running back position should be devalued. The running back position should be gone at by committee these days in the NFL. But it happens to be that Zeke Elliott is one of the few people on planet Earth who's actually telling the truth when he believes he's worth that much. And that is the problem. But they were kind of in a tough spot, and Jerry kind of had to blink first, unfortunately, despite the fact that he had 2 years left on his deal, despite all of that, because I agree with you, Joe. I don't think the Cowboys are championship contenders. I actually think another team in that division is a championship contender, but Jerry had to believe that they are. He had to sell that they are. They have to look like they're still going for it on some level. So listen, Zeke got what he wants, and I think Lev Bell is a little bit upset right now because of look at what he got after that big old year-long holding out. And you tell me Zeke Elliott got to skip all of training camp, can ride on in on his white horse, and now be the most highly paid person at the position. Looks good to Zeke.
Yeah, and unfortunately, great for the market for running backs, but again, I think
Saquon Barkley is licking his chops at this.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.